It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Democratic National Convention wrapped up last night with Vice President Kamala Harris formally accepting the nomination from the Democratic Party. Wisconsin delegates were there. So were WPR staffers, including producer Courtney Everett.
She caught up with Wisconsinites at the DNC to get their reactions after Harris's speech. We'll hear Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner, Corey White, Linda Norton, and Ron Duff Martin. Here's Rivera-Wagner.
I feel like I could do anything, that I live in a country where anything is possible, that people, regardless of how they get here, how they show up, how they love or what they look like, regardless of their gender, can rise to the nomination of president of the Democratic Party and potentially win. I feel like this is one of the most inspiring moments I've ever experienced. Everyone can play a role, and I plan on doing everything I possibly can, because the consequences of November could not be more clear. The issues as an openly gay person of color, my marriage is on the line if they enact 2025. I want to ensure that my love and loves like mine, families like mine, my mother who is one of the beneficiaries of insulin that's being reduced to $35, I want families like mine to thrive, and that's what's on the ballot in November.
That was incredible. Invigorating, rejuvenating, empowering. She's ready.
So which topic stood out to you?
Affordable housing stood out. Lowering cost of medical health care, reproductive rights, all of it stood out. Voter education, registration, mobilization. That's what I'm going to be doing, making those phone calls, trying to cure a little bit of this voter apathy that I hear going around.
The whole thing, do something. Do something. Got to get out there and work, you know, and good times are coming. We're going to fight for some good stuff for everybody. I have watched Republican and Democrat conventions since I was in fourth grade. I haven't missed a one. My first one was watching Dwight Eisenhower, and I got hooked. I was hooked watching him on the little black and white television set in my grandpa's living room. And I just never thought an ordinary person like me could ever be a delegate. I only needed to do it once. I think everybody should be a delegate.
I felt so good about it. There were so many positive, so many remarkable messages for all Americans, no matter what party you're even connected to. It just was such a message of hope and a message with a clear path forward. Governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, soon to be our vice president, I was in tears. Seeing somebody who I could relate to, who I could connect to, a social studies teacher, I'm a social studies teacher, a coach, I'm a coach, lunchroom supervisor, I'm a lunchroom supervisor, sharing this message, sharing this story, getting out there and knocking on doors, calling everybody I know, donating as much money as I can. I'm going to do it all because I feel so strongly about this ballot, up and down, even our local races in Wisconsin.
And that was Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner, Corby White, Linda Norton, and Ron Duff Martin. WPR's Courtney Everett spoke with them at the DNC in Chicago last night after Vice President Kamala Harris delivered her speech accepting the Democratic nomination. WPR's Rich Kramer contributed to the story.